5 years after world leaders said they wanted to put health before profit, poor people in developing countries are still denied cheaper life-saving drugs because rich countries are making it very difficult, if not impossible, for developing countries to have access to cheap generic medicine. In 2005, 4 million people were infected with HIV/AIDS, many of them in Africa. And if few people have access to treatment, but the problem is now we need access to newer drugs because some people are developing resistance. And those drugs are 15 times more expensive because pharmaceutical companies enjoy a monopoly.
But why are some developing countries not taking advantage of the Doha Declaration? At least it allows them access to cheap generic drugs.
Developing countries are pressured by the United States or the European Union to sign trade agreements that would make it impossible to use some of those instruments. Some are being sued for trying to give access to cheaper medicines. And there is no technical assistance to help countries that want to use those flexibilities. So there are lots of different things that are done by the pharmaceutical industries and rich countries, which make it very difficult for poor countries to do anything. Some developing countries are being sued for trying to give access to cheaper medicines. There are exceptions, like Kenya, for instance, but the exceptions are very few, and any of those countries are under constant pressure, and we have no guarantee that they will not change their policy at some point because the pressure gets too great.
Developing countries, what else can they do to get that political will, which has been absent so far?
I mean, if rich countries and the pharmaceutical industry continue to make it difficult for poor countries to give access to cheap, essential, life-saving drugs, we just have to get people in developed and in developing countries to stand up and say, this is just not acceptable. I mean, what is the credibility of the international community if you continue to ignore the plight of millions of people in Africa who are dying from AIDS, and if you make the solution even harder because medicines are too expensive?
And what is the difficulty for pharmaceutical companies too? Is it production costs that are high and they're trying to make up?
No, for most of these drugs, 90% of the sales is done in developed countries. That's where rich countries get their profits. But they do not want to help developing countries. Why? Because they think that, for instance, India or China, maybe South Africa, are going to become lucrative markets in the future. So they do not want to give access and to facilitate generic competition in those countries.